when you interact with people, right? What else? What else? Which other image? Like golden age. That's pure harmony. What else? Which other image? Galaxy of stars. Fine. What? Any celebration when it's good, it like looks like harmony. Orchestra, right? Nature. The Raz danced, yeah. So it's difficult to define harmony, but we have the image clear. We know intrinsically when there is harmony. Even little baby, he or she knows when things are harmonious. If people start to shouting, screaming around the baby, what will happen? The baby also will start to scream. But if everyone around is okay, what will happen? I was on the plane now and there was a baby. My God. The baby was so crying so much. And I thought, why? Why? Then I start to pay attention to the mother. And the mother was, you know, like, so I said, oh, that's why the baby's like that. If the mother is like that, the baby is like that. So, já tem tradução? E o seu está funcionando? Senta lá com ela. Ou vocês sentam juntas aqui. One second. Vocês sentam juntas com elas. Ah, ok, mas você pode sentar lá com ela, então. So, the image is clear, even so the concepts are not so clear. But I'll show you one thing. I need you to have a little exercise. Namaste.
You know how to do namaste? Yeah.
So when you do namaste, what you are doing now? What? You are using different hands. But they are similar in nature. But they are different. They are opposite. In fact, this hand of mine is much more useful, let's say, than this one. I write with this, I eat with this, but this one is just to support the other one. So, first of all, for harmony, you need similarity, a congruence. Either because they are similar physically or they have a similar function. And the second thing you did now was that, so you put pressure on one another. But both put the similar pressure. And the pressure was not to defeat the other one. The pressure was just to unite, just to get together. That's harmony. Do namaste now, again. Do namaste. Do it physically. Now, push with all your strength. One hand to the other one. Yeah. How do you feel? It hurts. Okay. When there is too much pressure, you come out of harmony. So the first realization I had this morning was that harmony means getting together all the energy that has a similar function around in such a way that they really unite itself. That's why I like the ikebana of the Japanese or the gardens. When everything, they are, it's in the right place. They have somehow a way of doing things. There is an energy there. Or like an orchestra. Even so, there is a violin, a piano, and guitar, and they are all playing differently. They are all playing different times. They are all playing a different symphony, but all together is just one symphony. The symphony for the violin is totally different than the one for the guitar, but when you sum up all of them, that becomes just one. So, harmony, however, when you think like that, is not equals getting together. And that's something which is a little hard to understand. Because in my experience, that's what we normally expect. We feel we are in harmony when we are between equals, among equals. Then you feel relaxed. Because they are equal than me. Then what normally people are doing in the world, they are looking for photocopies of themselves. Or they like mirrors. So they like people who are very similar to them. Even ourselves, Brahmins, also. We look for people who have equal desires, equal ways, and that's not harmony. That's photocopy. Imagine a garden. Just imagine a garden. Only jasmines, only. Nothing else. It's beautiful, but something is missing there, right? The difference is missing. The mixture is missing. There is something that's not there. In our minds, no, harmony is not equal things. But they are things that complement themselves. They help each other. And that's the other thing about namaste. When you do namaste, the right hand and left hand, both they are cooperating. Both are helping. But they are not equal. They are similar, but they are not equal. If they would be equal, what would happen? Let's do the same exercise, and those who just came now, just get one person. Put your right hand ahead. Put your right hand, yeah? And look for someone else's right hand. And do a namaste with them with that right hand. It's a little more complicated. It is possible. But it's more complicated. Do the namaste again, but now push with all your strength. Push, push. Push with all your strength. No, with the other person. Push, 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 push. So that doesn't work. So when you look for equals, it's difficult to get harmony. You saw what you did. You have to look for someone. You have to do this. Namaste. So easy. So easy. So that's the first thing I thought today. The main issue I see, at least in my life and the people I have observed, is that we look for people who are equal to us, who have equal ideas, equal tastes, equal timings. They wake up at the same time as ourselves. And that doesn't work. That really doesn't work. Because the energy of harmony doesn't mean equality, but means complementarity, helping, cooperation. It's this getting together. But similarity in the function. Not looking for someone who is equal to me, who thinks of things in the same way exactly as myself. The second thing is, when I came into knowledge, I like the idea of Golden Age very much. I know that many Western people don't like Golden Age so much. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I really want to go now. Of course, I'm for more than 30 plus years waiting for. But, you know, I really want to go. And even so, in the course, we talked about unity. Even the Murlis, I remember one Murli specifically, it was an Avyat Murli, and Baba was talking so much about the unity of Golden Age. Still, the image was always harmony. Always harmony. And Golden Age is a very interesting example. We are all different there. We have different status. Baba, in the Sakar Murli especially, sometimes he gets in the details of all the statuses you have, all the possibilities you can have. You have many births there. So you know that from now, you know that half of the births you'll be a woman, other half you'll be a man. So there are so much difference, diversity, colors, energy, you know. Every time someone talks about Golden Age, if you take that Murli of Golden Age, which is in the Adidev book, so there is a Murli on Golden Age, there are so many details, so many things. You know, the rivers, they have fragrance, and these and that, and flowers. So you could see the whole scenario, and again, now we don't have that scenario anymore. We don't have that Golden Age anymore at all. And still, we lived in that Golden Age. And because of that, we spent this life, again, that's my experience, and also observing others, and probably many other lives too, looking for Golden Age. We tried Golden Age in our families, we tried Golden Age in our jobs, we tried Golden Age in so many things, so many situations. In our room here in Gansarovar, we try to have Golden Age here. Or we try to have Golden Age with our stomach when the change of food happens and you come here and doesn't work. Right, doesn't work. We try to create Golden Age, but becomes a little artificial. Because harmony, you cannot fabricate, you cannot produce. Harmony is not something you can go to a supermarket and just buy it. And it's not something that you can do from your head. Harmony comes from different factors, just like Golden Age. Golden Age cannot happen just like that. So many countries try to do Golden Age. Europe, UK, United States, New York, Manhattan try to do a Golden Age. Never works, because Golden Age doesn't happen. What happens is our purification. What happens is our power, virtues, and the result is Golden Age. Same thing happens with harmony. You cannot create harmony just like that. And that hurt many people. Because they went to live in a center, they went to live in a bhavan with other Brahmins, or they went to work one day after a wonderful meditation experience and it was hell. Everything bad happened that day for them, you know. Or they tried to do this or that. So many bad things happened. And so, what happened? I tried, I did my best, and it didn't work. And the second thing I learned is that to really experience harmony in this life, you cannot have expectations. Expectations only kill harmony. Only kills harmony. When you expect something to happen, even when that thing happens, when that thing you want happens, not always it's like you thought it would be. I remember one brother. We live in the center there in Bogota, so he used to work a little far. So he said, you know, I'm going to buy a bicycle. So I'm going to go by bicycle to my work. So I said, okay, if you want. Of course, after one day going and 2 days, he realized it was too far to go by bicycle. So I saw that he stopped using the bicycle. So one day I said, why did you buy the bicycle then? So he went again with the bicycle. And one day he had an accident with a car, so he came all like this. And I thought, of course, he had so many expectations. When he finally had his bicycles, things didn't work as he thought. Things never work as we hoped for. But when you don't have expectation, you know what happens? Harmony. You feel like you're flying. And everything works well. Everything works wonderful. Everything is good. Try it. In the world today, they have this word they use a lot, flow. And the experience of flow, of flowing, happens in this instance when you don't expect. And just walk around and just allow things to be. Then you feel harmony. So, if you want to have harmony, start to kill your expectation. You know? Every time, even the good expectations, in fact, they are very bad. They are very bad. Every mother knows if they have too much expectation of their children will hate them one day. Because they will feel they cannot fulfill that expectation, those expectations. But if you don't feel expectation, then things work well. However, if you don't feel expectation, you just flow every day, that would be complicated, you know. So the third thing I learned is that we have to work with harmony. Having balance between our head and heart. So if I really want something to happen, and I have that expectation that something happens, I really have it. I know that will spoil my harmony, will spoil any sense of harmony. So what I can do is transform the expectation to something beautiful. For instance, you can transform expectation in blessings. You can transform expectation in good wishes. You can transform expectation in a plan. So that's the balance between head and heart. You can transform something bad into something beautiful that can work in some way. For instance, you want that brother or that sister to be better. Everyone wants that? No, right? So what can you do about that? You can, first, you can change your expectation to very deep and good wishes. I really want that person to be better. I really want that person to have everything. To really feel Baba's love in all ways, blessings and good wishes. You can pour that person with anything you want, but expectation. What's the difference? The difference is expectations say, I want that person to be, well, to speak less, because that person talks too much. Good wishes, blessings. I want that soul to experience more silence. To really feel the power of silence. Can you see the difference? It's the same, right? There's a story you probably have heard now about a king. And skin had a very, very funny, in fact, even horrible dream. And the dream was that he lost all his teeth in the dream. So he had them like this, you know. And he saw himself losing all the teeth. So he asked the sages of the kingdom, what's the meaning? So the one sage said, well, as you saw this tooth here being loose, no? That means your wife will die soon. So of course the king killed the sage. That's obvious. So he asked another one, sage, killed the wise man. No, because you saw your tooth being lost, that means your wife will die soon. So he killed the sage. The other one said, well, because you saw your molars? Yeah, I don't know the names of the teeth in English, sorry. So he saw this. Because you saw these two teeth being fallen, that means all your uncles and aunties, they will all die in less than 2 years. So he also killed this wise person. So the third one, he was very wise, very wise. So here, king asked, what was the meaning of my dream? So this person smiled and said, that means you have a very long life. And you live more than anyone you know. And that's it. So he said the same thing, but in different way. The other way you can relate to another person, I want that person to speak less. She or he speaks too much. You can make a plan in your mind. You can create a plan on how to help that person. We can talk to that person and say, hey, you know what? I would like to experience more silence. Can you help me with that? Can you be together with the same plan? I can plan something about a silence party of 3 days. And I show the person, would you like to come with me? Because I don't want to do that by myself. Can you come with me on that? So there are many ways of doing and transforming the expectations. And again, experience harmony. Sometimes you just flow. But other times you have to put a track. You have to follow things. You have to guide them a little more. Okay? Is it okay? Third. Okay? That's fine? Fourth. When you come into Brahmins, we Brahmins, we are a different kind. Right? Probably because when we start to follow this path, our sanskars start to erupt, to emerge. So sanskars of many lives, they just come. So of course, in the world, when people talk about harmony and things like that, they are just talking about that life. It's very superficial. It's one situation only. So it's normally easy. I don't get on with someone, I just divorce. That's easy. Don't like this job, I go and get another one. Don't like to live in Manhattan, I go to San Francisco. You know, it's very uncomplicated because it's very superficial. Thing is, we know the reason of harmony or disharmony, the reason that someone is very happy married 50 years and someone is very unhappily divorced for 10 years is much deeper than just the surface. You have to go in their past lives and even more, a little more lives before, few more lives before. They have disharmony, perhaps they create so much chaos with other people in past lives. So that's why they have problem now. But still, it's 2 or 3 lives. What about Brahmins? We have so many lives, 63 lives which were quite unsolved. And they are there. And then Baba puts us all together in the conference. And we meet that person, we owe something of 10 births ago, another person, we have some problem of 3 births ago, and then we start to meet people, all of that, and confusion starts to happen, and then happens what Baba used to say, the jamela, no, the chaos, in the mela, in the meeting. Or Baba used to say for some time that we Brahmins are the ones who wrote the Ramayana. Because Ramayana, the whole Ramayana happens because of foolish things, you know. Yeah. Huh?
Jealousy.
Jealousy. This problem, that problem. And the Uttara Ramayana was gossip, you know. Baba was talking today about gossips. So the Uttara Ramayana, which is another book, similar, continuation of Ramayana, also, all the problems, all sorts of situations. So, that's something we have to reflect a lot. Because we Brahmins, we look for a type of harmony of golden age. Among Brahmins that are also looking for a type of harmony of golden age. So it's quite complicated to get that feeling because of so many expectations. So many expectations we all have. We are so different, as the first example of Namaste, we are so different among ourselves. But we have similar functions. We all have to create this new beautiful world that's coming. It's all on all of us, all of us. And so the two last things I'll be talking is about the harmony in Brahmin life and with other people, or how to deal with that. Because I have spent a lot of time with that. You see, when I came into knowledge, I was studying. I was in high school. That was my last year. And I was in the Air Force last high school. I used to live in a dormitory with 200 boys all together. In my last year, I was living in a very tiny room. We are 8 people. We couldn't even move too much, otherwise you clash with another person there. So when I came to this Brahmin life and I saw brothers living together, no? And they invited me. They were just 5. I said, well, I lived with 200, so no problem, right? because, again, harmony you cannot fabricate. It's not something that you create. It's a result from many things you have to do. And to understand that, we do a little exercise now. It's the Namaste again. So we can do Namaste.
Do Namaste. Yeah?
So now, you're doing Namaste. So what you're going to do is, first of all, remember, push two hands, so you have that feeling. Okay, let loose. Okay, now. Now, what you're going to do, listen very carefully. You cannot lose touch of one another. Do you understand? Not lose touch. So the two hands, they have to be together. Right? But what you are going to do is, with both hands, you are going to withdraw them. So do it. No, but don't lose touch. You have to withdraw without losing touch. Do it. It will be something like that, and very stretching, and very, very complicated. When you come to Gyan, what do we have to do? Remember, you cannot remember anybody else, right? You cannot think of anyone, you cannot, what else? You don't have anything, right? Everything belongs to me, right, Baba? But at the same time, you have to take care of your family, you have to take care of your business, you have to do everything. So you have to not lose touch, but at the same time, withdraw. That's impossible. Physically, it's not possible. Physically, if you try to do, you'll be like this. And many Brahmins, we try to live like that. And really, there is a point that we're just burning, you know, we're just tired, exhausted, you know, we cannot anymore. Because you have to take care of some things, at the same time you shouldn't think of them, remember them, and that creates a very, very stressful situation. Many souls, when I came to Gyan, we all believed destruction would be in 1 year, 2 years. These souls who are here to meet Daddy, most of them, they thought that, you know, some of them, they left their families, they left their studies, they stopped working. They did very crazy things because they thought destruction was in just 1 or 2 years. I know one sister who didn't have health insurance until last year, after almost 40 years in Gyan. Because we all thought, everyone, I thought that. I had a very good teacher. No, when I told her that I didn't want to go to university, she said, yes, you were going. my teacher, but she was very different. Luciana from Brazil. She was very good. But most teachers, they would say, no, don't go to university. Why? You are going to lose your time there, you know. So this process of harmony in terms of physical is very superficial. And again, with Brahmins, we got trapped also in that sensation. That I am in harmony when everyone is enjoying. So I remember, no, one center we used to have parties every Saturday. So in that way we used to feel harmony. But then it was hell in the places, you know, people were fighting all the time. People were all the time in conflict. But then they were laughing in the party and I was watching and I was saying, well, what's that all about? I mean, if they are having fun there, why can't they have fun in the kitchen, cooking, or cleaning, or what else? The first thing we have to do is go deep, very deep, in the understanding of harmony between Brahmins and the Laukic world of the Brahmins and the other Brahmins. We have to understand some realities. One reality is that we have karmic accounts. We are not perfect. Kenbai, he likes to say that this is a school of angels. However, use that image. Okay, very school of angels, right? Okay, imagine a medicine college. You are a doctor or a nurse? Pharmacist. Okay, almost the same. Okay, a pharmacist college or a medicine college. You go to the third year or semester, whatever you say. Among the students, what you don't find is doctors. Everyone in a medicine college who are studying, they are not doctors. So if I am in a school of the angels, what does it mean? We are not angels. We are trying and we are working. And of course, some of these students, they start to be little doctors. They go to slums, for instance, for practice, social practice. So they go and assisted by another doctor. So of course, we little angels, we go and help put us in, Baba put us in situations where you have to give that vibration. And you become a little dada, a little daddy. And that happens, I think, with all the Brahmins. All the Brahmins. We have at least once in our Brahmin life the experience of being perfect. You know, because that's how perfection works. Daddy Gulzar, I remember in Brazil, she came in a very delicate moment for me and for the family in general. And she noticed the situation, the vibration, the atmosphere was not that good. And then she asked to all of us, whom of you right now, at this moment, feel you are perfect? And all of us raised their hands. Because at that moment, she creates such an energy, such vibration. At that moment, we are perfect. Because we are perfect. The perfection is there. We are working out to make it coming, but it is there. So the same thing about harmony. We have to go very, very deep and really understand, because we are still working to be angels. So sometimes the person beside me, he or she will be an angel. Other times, oh my God, what happened? So we have to go very deep into that understanding. Because it's not only, among Brahmins, it's not only expectations. There are karmic accounts, and very deep and sometimes very bitter karmic accounts working. This is why Baba pushes us into service, lots of service. So that all these karmic accounts among people, we can settle or change doing seva, not fighting, quarreling, creating problems to one another. But doing something better, creating new situations, creating energy, creating power, creating love, peace. That's what we do. That's how we're supposed to work. So, the first thing we have to do in that situation is really to reflect very deeply. We cannot get into the trap of just being smiling, so we are in harmony. So two people start to conflict. No, stop. We are in harmony. So, oh yes, we are in harmony. But internally, you know? And we are hating each other. So we have to be very, very careful. And that's the reflection we need to do. We're not perfect, but we have perfection inside. We are not perfect perhaps at this moment, but perfection is there. So at any moment, I can just be perfect. Right now, just let's feel in this perfection now. We are in the perfect place in the world. So let me feel that perfection right now. Perfect mind, perfect intellect, perfect body. Perfect place to be. Perfect company. Perfect. Just 1 second of perfection per day will keep my away. So that's something we have to reflect a lot. And also we have to remember all the time that person there who has done the worst mistake, that person is perfect. There is one soul who did something so bad, not much in terms of Brahmin, but in all the aspects. And I the other day, Bob was telling something in the Muli. I was reading the Muli, and he was there. So I have to look at him and I have to remember, but that soul is also going to golden age or silver age. That soul will be a deity. That soul will be so wonderful. So it doesn't matter how many mistakes we make or we have made. From this retreat, so many people, they have made so many mistakes, so many errors. Doesn't matter. I have made so many mistakes, so many things. In fact, the only thing that matters, we are together, we are family. And this family, we go together. So this person who made the worst mistake to me, He'll come and I'll go there. We'll be together. So I have to create that deep feeling. Because superficial good wishes don't work so much. We Brahmins, we have to understand. We have to really imbibe that dharma. That everybody is okay. But what they may... Well, if it's something to be solved, let's solve. But doesn't matter. My heart shouldn't be touched by it. I should be much beyond anything. That's the real challenge, right? Of creating harmony. Is it not? Yeah? On one hand, to experience my own perfection. On the other hand, to experience their own perfection. And really feel that perfection. After all, we are all together to do one task. And one task only. To create a new world. It's when we forget that we get into imperfection. There is a very special soul. He left the body a few years ago, Jagabai, from Sri Lanka. So Brother Jaga, he was the brother in charge of Sri Lanka. And he's the one who created all the wonders there. It's marvelous service. It's a wonderful place. I have been there for three, four times. It's been very good. And when there was the tsunami there in Sri Lanka, remember that? So, BK gave something, you know, to the refugees. It was a stove for cooking, how do you call it, a little thing. And the idea was that we gave them, but then they said, no, we don't want that, we want meditation classes, so come here. So it was the first time ever that the government allowed Brahma Kumaris to work on meditation. It was the first time that Brahma Kumari was given meditation for in public programs in Sinhali, that's the language there. So one day, they were going to one refugee camp, so they had to park, and then they had to walk a few miles to reach the place. On the way there, sisters start to fight. Because somehow when they took the things, because they had many things, tollies, blessings, well, you mean, we all know how things are, how Baba's programs are. You always carry the whole stuff there. So the sisters start to fight because someone took the tollies of one place and put the trays in the trays of the other place. I mean, there was all mixed up. So they start to fight among themselves. And he was telling me that he decided to be just in silence. When they reached the place, the situation was so overwhelming. I mean, you see a refugee camp with lots of people there. Thousands of people, thousands of refugees, families, children and all. That he realized they stopped fighting automatically. And the sisters, instead of fighting, they start to cooperate. To help each other. So, when we try to correct someone, when we try to make that person right, normally doesn't work. But when we understand, and our energy helps, our own perfection helps others to be perfect too. And then harmony comes. Okay, yeah? Last thing. The fifth point. Still, harmony is something that we have to, as Brahmins, understand that we need to have. Babu was telling this morning the Murli, don't fight, don't do this, don't gossip. You know, he was correcting all the time. Like a mom, no, mom and dad, when they see the children are fighting, they come, don't fight, don't say that to your sister, don't say that to your brother. Okay, so Baba in the Sakarmuli, sometimes he's like a mom and dad, of old-fashioned mom and dad, always correcting, always doing things, etc. But if you go to the Avyakta Murlis, the way Baba talks, the way Baba gives us things is completely different. He doesn't correct much what we do. But first of all, He empowers us. And in fact, that's a very deep realization. Not only that superficial harmony is really not worthwhile to think about. If two people are in conflict, instead of making them just smile, creating the energy, we work. But my second realization is that harmony always starts from myself. It will never ever start from another person. Harmony will never start in nature. Harmony will never start in a good job, or good family, or having good money, or living in a very comfortable place. Harmony will always start from the self. And that's the self-empowerment we need to have. We need to empower ourselves so much that harmony comes as natural as possible. It comes just like that. I don't remember the occasion, but I remember I was in a situation where people, they were not having a fight. It was not a fight, okay? It was just a kind of struggle there among themselves. Then one senior came. The senior just came at that point, at that moment, and just entered. And the senior didn't say anything, speaking Hindi. They were not Hindi speakers, something like that. I was very new in India. But what I noticed was how their attitude changed automatically when the senior came. Automatically. I was in the military, so when the captain comes, so everybody gets stiff and... That was not the vibration I got. It was not like that. It was not like, well, the boss came, so all the employees start to close their games in the computer or hide the WhatsApp, etc. No. It was not that. It was the purest vibration that person came and brought harmony. It's like we have a pocket of harmony here. Or even fight or struggle or problems here. So wherever we go, we bring that. And if we are powerful enough, we create that area of harmony around us. It becomes automatic. You know, things will happen like that. I'll tell you another example. That one I remember very well. When I went with Daddy to Panama. So we reached Panama. Her visa was not there. I mean, they have a special system for Indians. So she couldn't get into the country. So she was obliged to stay there in that area. She was with two sisters, Hansa Ben and Indu Ben. I was there also myself. And there was chaos all over because people are coming, so many people coming, going. We have to solve the problem of Daddy, so I had to talk to the brother in charge of the country to go and talk to the contact so we could solve it. But Daddy was silent, completely silent. She was just there sitting. It was so, you could touch the power. You could touch that energy. Of course, everything solved out, and very fast, in fact. But that experience was so beautiful. And that's something I really want to work on myself. And I have been working sometimes. But I would like to work more. That the real harmony will come when we harmonize our whole being. And that harmony becomes power. and that power is transferred outside. Because, for instance, some of us here perhaps are thinking already about lunch. Or some of us are thinking about, oh, I forgot to buy that thing in the shop. They are going to close. Or some of us are thinking about what else. But we're here. If I'm thinking about something and I'm still here, that means things are not settled. I'm not harmonized inside myself. Deeper than that, for instance, for me to sit here at this gathering, which kind of powers should I use? Which kind of virtues are necessary now? Where my yoga is right now? What's the relationship with Bab Dada right now? What's the title I'm using now? So if I start to think all of these, I'm not harmonized. I'm kind of scattered all over. But when we centered ourselves, when you really create that energy, that power, then we provoke, we generate harmony outside. We infect other people with harmony. We make them being okay. And that's very, very powerful. If I really want to live in harmony with others, first I have to live in harmony with whom? Myself, with Baba, with my lifestyle as Brahmi, with my own beliefs. Now we are talking this morning, about with one brother about we believe about destruction, but all the old ones, we thought destruction was 1 or 2 years. We are here for so many decades now. So we have to harmonize ourselves with that belief. We have to accept reality. We have to harmonize ourselves with our own bodies, with everything. Because if I'm not in harmony with myself, how can I be in harmony with the nature, with my objects, much less with people? Of course, it's so easy to blame someone else. It's one of the most relaxing things in the world, to blame others. I mean, it's so wonderful. If you get two normal kids, they are in a room, and they break a vase, and you come to the room, and you ask, who did that? One point to the other. It's so natural. So we blame others. We blame so much. Baba helps us to blame others. Baba blames whom? Maya. Ravan. And we fall in the trap too. We believe. And then someone asks, who is Maya? Who is Ravan? So, we can blame others how much we want. That won't bring harmony. There is one sister, she gave such a wonderful experience when she came to Bogota. I cannot tell the experience because one soul knows her, so I don't want to spoil. But she was like, she was like a princess. So her father treated her like a little princess. So he never shouted at her. He never even less beat her, nothing. So she came to Guyana. And then she was living in London. And she was living in one place. Other sisters were living in other place. And so she said, why don't we all get together and live in one house only? And she suggested that to the seniors. And Daddy asked, who suggests that? Who suggests that? So I did. So come. And Daddy said, okay, you go to such a city. And Daddy sent her to another country, to another city, to do service there. But then when she arrived there, in that city, something happened. After the traffic, I'll tell you. So now we have traffic. control. So let's harmonize ourselves. First with ourselves, with Baba too. How is Baba's form now, for instance? How is my form? I am Baba's partner. I am companion. I am son. I am student. So let me fix that harmony first. So let's prepare ourselves to traffic. Baya? Traffic? On? Okay. It's 5 minutes now. Yeah, it's 5 minutes. So we have 5 minutes. So let's harmonize ourselves. Let's think about Baba first. What's Baba's form? What's my form? My title now. Right now. Right now. How am I? How is my body? Is everything working fine? Am I too tired? Where is my mind now? My thoughts? My intellect? Which virtues I'm using right now to be in this place at this time? Which powers? Let me just feel harmony inside. And generate that power to create harmony outside. So that sister was sent by Daddy to another country. But that country, she was not welcomed. The sister there in charge, she was very strict. And she used to, speak a little loudly. So that sister was scared because not even her lucky house, she was treated like that. She was very unhappy. And she didn't know how to tell Daddy she was unhappy. So finally, one day Daddy said, "You go to another country." So she said, "Wow, I'm so happy now that I'm leaving this place." But then in the other country was worse. And it was not an English speaking country. So the person was a translator. And she said that she gave a lecture. Let's say she spoke 3 minutes. And the translator was speaking 10 minutes. Because she was adding her own thoughts, her own mind, and all that. And she was also very strict. She was a very old lady. She was very young, Kumari. So she treated her very, very tough. So she became very, "Oh my God, what's going on?" So after 15 days, however, the ordeal was finished. And Dad sent her back to the same country, but to another city. And the person in that city said, "Okay, oh, that person is so good. I'll be with her." It was even worse than before. And she went through hell for some time. Finally, Dad sent her to the first place. Guess what? She was happy. Because she went through so bad places that she realized you cannot have harmony waiting for it. You cannot have harmony waiting others to be harmonious. You have to be harmonious yourself. You have to work on yourself. And it's a very beautiful story because nowadays she lives in another city. But she's still in touch with that sister. And they are very close friends. And in fact, that sister now asks advice from her. So that's the result of real harmony. When you work from yourself. So take a peek on your stage. Working on that. And it's not bad to work physically in harmony. If you can do something, if you're living here with 5 other people, 10 other people, It's not bad to have a plan on how to use the bathroom or when you wash your clothes or things, very basic things, you know. If you leave your lucky wife or family, lucky work, and you have to do things with Baba, it's not bad to have agreements, talk to them, and reach some terms. But the main harmony comes from me, from myself. So next time you see someone doing something wrong, something that spoils your harmony, just enjoy a little bit yourself. Just be harmonious yourself. And you see the magic. Magic happens. Okay, yes. I don't know if you have some questions, then we can finish. We can all go for lunch or take the bus or whatever. If you have some comments, if you have your experience also, Raj, Ben, or some people here, they have lots of experience too. So everybody's thinking about lunch, of course. I talked about lunch, so. I'm just repeating for the translator. Raj Ben is saying that it's a very pertinent topic to talk on that, and she's thanking. Thank you for coming. I didn't think many will come because. I don't think. You know why? Because. I'm part of the team that organized the program. So I'm not going to put my name there. You have to tell Miravan, not me. That's the rule we have in the team. We normally don't put our own names. No, we always bring other people. You know, there is a special program for double foreigners starting the 12th, so I'm part of the team. The same topic, yeah. Ask Miraben about that, yeah. No, but yeah, it's important, you know. I tell you one thing, when I came to Gyan, I reached the point that I believed it's not possible to be in harmony. I believed in that. Because I was expecting the outside to be in harmony. Nowadays, no. I believe it's not possible to not be in harmony. I mean, even when things are a little crazy and in chaos, there is harmony. Sometimes harmony is hidden. It's like heavy metal. I don't know if you have teenagers, well, now it's not heavy metal anymore, it's rap and all stuff, it's even worse. So you listen to that and you don't feel any harmony at all, it's like scrambles there of sounds, etc. But for them, it's perfect. It's very harmonious, no? Because harmony is hidden. When you really have that stage, we can find harmony everywhere, anywhere. Because this whole world came from golden age. This whole world is going to golden age. So harmony was not lost. It's being prepared, in fact. It's a process of change. And it's like cooking. The food is being cooked. The problem is the potatoes are still hard. But it's in the process. Okay? So thank you for you for coming. There were just two people, so it's nice that you came. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to think about, to really reflect on that. Because I feel that's very important, so important for all of us. People, they don't know we do a meditivela 4 o'clock. They don't care we are vegetarians. But they see us fighting. That's a problem. Or if they see us fighting at work, they see us
avoiding other people, they see us doing things, that will be a problem. We can do wonderful mrityavelas. We can be even more vegetarian than Brahma Baba. It doesn't matter. If we don't show that in relationships we are able to manage, that's a big deal. And remember, we are still not angels, so we are still working out. Sometimes this wing will be, sometimes the other wing will be, sometimes no wings. We are working on that. Om Shanti then. Thank you. Let's have final meditation by Wangit, Ekgit.
सोचो तुमको कौन